The Pinball Network is online. Launching
Triple Drain Pinball Podcast.
Oh man, that's a good start.
Travis, are you ready?
I forgot we don't do pre-production meetings anymore.
No, we already had it. What are we talking about? Cleepend and Bond. Should I write it down on a piece of paper for you real quick?
That's fair. I forgot we talked about that.
Tom,
where are we?
Tom, are you ready?
Yeah.
Why Kay. Are we in Joel's room, and why are you naked on the couch?
We're naked. All naked. It's like a sauna in here.
A swamp-ass sauna.
Oh, man. We don't have a beep. We need a beep.
It's freezing in the hall.
Oh, all right. Sorry, I forgot cussing. My fault.
And
Wait, I'll be the beep. Just say a swear. Beep! Oh, that was your phone.
All right. Insert theme song? Starter song?
We're three guys who like to talk pinball, so we came up with a clever name. We're Joel and Travis, got who talk pinball, and we call ourselves Triple Drain, Triple Drain, Triple Drain. We're Triple Drain.
All right, it was inserted clearly. I don't know.
We should.
Where you got? Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
We have triple a drain, song?
Triple drain, triple drain, and then you always go triple drain, triple drain. Triple. That was good enough. Okay, well, hello everyone. This is I don't even know what episode this is.
Stupid.
Is this episode
Joel's smart?
I don't even know what episode.
Episode 20?
No, we're way past 20.
Yeah.
Is this episode 25?
It's not 25. I think it's episode 23.
We've done enough. Yeah. Where people are at least rebelling on one of us.
So see what happens when I have half a beer.
Half a beer. It is episode 23. If it sounds absurd, it's because all three of us are in the same hotel room, clothed, believe it or not. But if you want the mental image of us naked,
I'm the only one not wearing a jacket. It's 70 degrees.
It is hot. Right? Okay, yes. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll
take the hoodie off. We are together at Cleepin.
That's all it took is for Tom to say, I'm the only
No, it actually
goes off and Joel's like,
Once again points out that Tom is the smartest guy in the room because we're complaining about being hot in here and we're wearing long sleeves.
I just want to say hi to my biggest fan, Drew.
You have one fan? Or your biggest fan?
No, his biggest fan.
God, okay.
Biggest fan, Joel.
Yeah. Well, we know who doesn't have fans. Travis Neary trending down on the pinball show.
How
yeah.
can you two even be in the same room?
I don't know. He's a mean man.
Fuck you, Joel.
Beep. Beep.
I should have the biggest beef with Travis. He just knocked me out of the tournament.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
That wasn't my fault. That was Bowden's fault.
Oh, that was my fault.
So we're... I don't know what the goal of the podcast is. We just decided we're in the same room, literally, and we just spent the day together here at Cleepin. Now I feel like this podcast has completely changed. But before it was two tournament players and the outsider being me.
Yeah.
And now I think I can officially say it's three tournament players. I mean, I think we're officially just a tournament-focused podcast at this point. Yes. So I have
a final round.
I have played in a tournament. I did not make final round, that's for sure. This was the Cleepin tournament. It was a pump and dump. So you buy tickets, and every time you play a game, you have to give away your ticket to then put in a score. And there's no pressure here. You can play as many games as you want and continue to improve your score. And then based off of all of the scores, the top score on that game would get 100 points. And it would go down and down and down and down to somewhere where I am, and I'd get a few points. Yeah. And then your cumulative total, I only played in the main category. The cumulative total of your best five games is what ends up giving you your player positions. And the top 24 players make the finals. The two of you made the finals. I was far from that, but I ended up, at the end of qualifying, I was 89th out of 116 players. So, you know... Sorry to everybody above me, but
not bad.
Yeah, I was. I started my tournament life with turtles. It felt great. Loved it.
I was impressed.
Yeah,
I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah,
Like, everything you do is impressive. That's
right. Oh, yeah, I forgot. So, Pinside apparently thinks Travis is too mean. So, I just need to remind myself that literally any compliment that comes out of your mouth is just completely made up and not real.
I'm trending up.
Trending up, yeah. But I will say, I mean, my overall view of playing in a tournament, I get it. I get the appeal. When you drain and you think to yourself, I could play better, you want to buy another ticket and you want to play it again.
Oh, so you're saying we got you addicted.
Fun time. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Are you going to play another one?
If I'm there. If I go to another show, I would play another tournament. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was about to say, if you're there, yeah, of course, you know, you would
play. Next one's Expo.
Yeah. Well, I won't be at Expo, remember?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to commit to, like, traveling specifically for a tournament. I would say that would be a little more disheartening if I actually went just for a tournament at my current skill level, because I was far from making finals, but it was a good time.
You had fun.
I had fun.
That's all that matters. When you start playing pinball, is you have fun.
To see, it's a weird thing where when you have five games and you have five scores, and then you're like looking at the game going, can I improve on that score? Because it'll could potentially bump you up. And so I just wanted to see my number go up, but you guys are in a totally different spot where you guys are playing for buys, or Travis, you ended up right on the bubble. So it's like, you had really good scores, but which one do you think you could possibly improve on? It's that's a little more stressful than what I was going through.
Well, now you get an idea, though. So what was the main game that you played today?
I only played Turtles once. I was very surprised. I went up. I saw that the lowest score was 1-point-something million. I said, well, I know my goal is more than 1 million. And I ended up scoring 5.9, which gave me like 40th place out of, I don't know, there was like 70 play people or something that had played it. So I was like, I'll take that. That's my like middle of the pack. I'll feel good about that. But yeah, your scores were, you were like 20 something million.
Yeah.
And so were you, right?
I had like 22, turtles. 23 million.
Yeah. So my view is like, hey, I ended up 5 point something. Like that's, I'll take a quarter of your score. That's good enough for me.
Well, what was your, besides turtles, what was your favorite game that you played today in the tournament?
Did you try Transporter?
I did try Transporter. So that was one thing. Shout out to Straight Down the Middle, Chuck Wirt and his crew. They were streaming the tournament. So when I was working yesterday, I actually had the stream up, and the streaming rig was on Transporter and Quicksilver the most. So just watching other people play the game kind of showed me, okay, this is what you're trying to do. It's that easy, right? And then you step up to the game, and no, it's not that easy. That was a definite wake up call. Because watching Transporter, it was like everybody was hitting down the six drop targets, locking a ball, hitting them down, locking a ball, boom, multi ball, keep it alive. I never got all six drop targets down when I played it, but that brings up another thing that I've realized: tournaments. It's a lot of waiting. So you got to get yourself in the queue. You wait. You get up there. You kind of talk yourself into it. And then you drain quickly, and then you got to go through that whole process again of waiting. But definitely a mental game. But I played that, and I played a lot of Quicksilver, because same thing. I saw people doing stuff on stream with Quicksilver that I just assumed I could do, and I was quickly humbled and proven that I can't. So they're fun. But Getaway, I had a good time on that. And then Royal Rumble, I never played that and had a good time there as well. So definitely eye-opening, like when you actually play a game instead of just playing it to flip around and see what it's like when you go in with a goal. It was a lot of fun. And even Turtles. I've never played Turtles in that light.
Secret guest.
Oh, we have a guest.
We have a guest.
Either that or our neighbor wants us to shut up. But, yes, I've never played Turtles in a way where I actually cared about score.
Oh, okay.
I heard yes. There's a recording.
Yeah, we got an extra ball. We have an extra. Here, go ahead and sit over here.
Are we already recording?
Yeah, we already started.
Already recording. Raymond Davidson, everybody.
Hello.
Give him a hand.
Hey, woo! There you go.
Woo! Don't be Neil DeMille.
So Ray Day's here. Ray Day just won Classics, so congrats on that.
Well, thank you, Joel.
Yeah, we were saying that clearly now we're just only a tournament-focused podcast now that I've played in one. You know, I'm no longer the outsider. But, we were walking through that, and...
Continue. I'll sit and listen here and see if I have anything to add.
Well, I was saying, based on watching a stream, because Chuck's streaming this on Friday, I saw a lot of Quicksilver and I saw a lot of Transporter. And I was thinking, oh, okay, that's pretty easy to do. And then you step up and try to do it. And in my case, this may not be as understandable for you three because you guys are the ones doing the things that I'm watching you do, you know.
Well, we're hearing it from your point of view, though.
My point of view was, this looks like it can't be that bad, and then you do it, and it is that bad. it is that bad. But no, it was a good time. And I definitely see the appeal. And I went in very, like, I just wanted to have a good time. But to see it from your guys' point of view, where it's a little more stressful, you know, you got to make finals. And even at dinner, Travis, like, refreshing his phone because he was 20th and realizing, oh, yeah, you can talk about that. You went from 20th down to 22nd for one reason and one reason only. And if you want to talk about that, go ahead.
Because of effing Jeff Teolis.
Yeah. So our good friend Jeff Teolis, a Pinball Profile in Final Round, who was not in top 24, apparently was motivated to keep playing. And Travis all day pretty much had the number one spot in Quicksilver, which was 100 points. Number two spot is not 99. No, it drops all the way to 90 points.
Right.
So going into dinner, Travis is like, as long as nobody takes my Quicksilver score, I think I'm going to be good. And sure enough, Jeff Teolis was grinding away on Quicksilver for whatever reason.
Screwed up all the groups.
Yeah, he did.
Then Travis and I had to face each other again.
And now I have to face Neil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it messed with your score, too.
Yeah.
The one Jeff Teolis.
Because it knocked Brian down, because Brian had the number two score on Quicksilver.
Oh,
yeah. So then Brian fell below me, so then I moved up to Neil's group.
So it's insane that Jeff Teal, I mean,
he didn't even make the damn play.
No, I think he was just doing
a freaking butterfly effect.
Just doing it to do it, yeah.
Teolis effect.
Yeah. It was, well, I would just say we were like trying to enjoy dinner, and I could tell you were a little stressed. You were looking, you were
interested. I was
just
watching
interested.
Because it's like, I knew I was going to be in. I wasn't worried about that because there's a couple people below me too. So it's like, if you lose points, you know that the people below you probably have the same games or similar games, so they're going to lose a point too.
Right.
So really what I was looking at was, well, what are the groups going to be and what's it going to be solidified at? Because I'd like to know who I'm playing.
Yeah.
Too, because I'd like to have a great idea. And of course, we ended up having Luke Nahorniak be our bus driver, and it's literally like having a lunatic at the wheel. You don't know who Luke is going to pick. So.
Yeah.
I really thought he was going to pick Transporter.
I thought he was too.
Well,
his two games he picked, I was very surprised.
Didn't he pick Kiss first? I was like, what?
He picked Kiss, yeah.
Didn't Luke put up like 6 million on Transporter or something good in qualifying?
Like I 7.
Think so.
7, yeah. And yeah. And Kiss, maybe he didn't know that the Kiss had such a tight tilt because no. Luke likes to
well,
move
he was
the
surprised.
He,
yeah.
He said he had played it a few times like for qualifying before it ended. Uh-huh. And he was getting consistently 200 million. So we think they might have tighten the tilt
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because the very first ball.
Just for Luke.
Yeah. I mean, it was tilty when I qualified on it. Like, I tilted ball 2, danger, tilt, with one slap save, and so. But otherwise, the love gun shot was the easiest love gun shot of any Kiss ever.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't miss it. It was just, it was so money.
I busted that man.
Oh,
okay. Well, Luke was player, he was player 1, and then on ball 1, he tilted, and one of the dangers went into Travis's ball.
Yeah.
So that was actually interesting. Just to explain to people like me that are new to all this, it's whoever was the top seed going into it gets to pick all three games for that round. So Luke was picking
which is
the games.
What?
He was driving the bus. He was
there
the bus driver. Yeah. So Luke Luke picked all three games. But so Luke would pick a game, and then they'd go to the next seed, which happened to be Tom. And Tom was able to pick his spot. So normally you want to go last because then you know what you have to shoot for. So he went last. And then they go to the next seed, which was Stephen Bowden. So Bowden would pick third. And then they'd go to Travis last. And Travis had his choice to pick first or second. Normally you pick second. But because Luke throws the game around so much, Travis is like, I'm not doing that again. So he picked first, which was kind of a surprise. But it paid off for you because you played Corvette. In the second game, and you blew it up on ball one.
Well,
yeah.
Another reason why I wanted to do that, too, is because you could lock in the balls, right? And then you could send it back up top for skill shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they were locked previously by
then
Luke.
Then virtual lock.
Oh, got
opportunity.
It. So there's a lot here. And even going back all the way to dinner when we realized everything changed who was playing who, then all of a sudden you guys are going through this mind game of, well, who's driving the bus? Luke is, so he's probably going to pick this, this, or this. And, like, you're already like preparing yourself for potentially what's going to happen.
Oh, we Tom and I both knew he was going to take us off a freaking cliff.
Yeah,
that's what he does. They seem like standard picks to me: Corvette, Kiss, and AFM.
It's not Luke picks though. You know what I mean? Like Luke, we fully expected him to pick like was a transport.
So he was driving the bus on the road in the right lane. Going 60 miles an hour when you were expecting.
We thought Quicksilver.
Maybe he followed the speed limit. Yeah.
Maybe he was driving on the other side, like a Neil McRae type thing. Yeah.
But it's just fascinating. I mean, I obviously watched this firsthand, and my only experience with tournaments is watching them on stream. And it's just to see it in person, one, it's a lot harder to see what's going on. You know, you basically can, from the, I don't know, the stands, but like standing behind everybody, it's like you can see the DMD. And you can see their body language, and that's it. That's all you can really tell on how well they're doing. And I don't know. It's awesome to watch it on stream. I wish it was more clear. Like I know I've seen other ones where streams they have projectors or this or that for people watching, but it's still enjoyable to see and just seeing the mental challenge that is tournament streaming. I mean, props to you guys for staying mentally engaged for the whole day. And then as soon as the stream's over, you know, I understand. Tom grabbed a beer pretty quick, and I respect that. Yeah.
Yep.
But no, so it all came down to, so Travis laid a big old goose egg on game one on Kiss, but you came out motivated game two, yes. Blew that up.
I couldn't lay a goose egg then.
No, so you
screwed.
So you got 4 points there. Then by the time you guys got into game three, Steven was kind of pretty much for sure going through. He just needed a point.
Mathematically, anybody still could have went through.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and it came down to you guys played Attack from Mars, and all three of you guys had similar scores going into ball three. And at the end of the day, Luke got what, fourth? You got you got first in that game. Steven got second, and then Tom got third, and how it worked out. So Travis and Steven are through to the next round, which starts bright and early tomorrow morning, which I know is your favorite time to play, Ray Day.
No.
So this is going to obviously come out, I don't know, maybe it would come out tomorrow, highly doubt it, but sometimes, so yeah, in the future, congrats to whoever wins. Travis, congrats to winning the...
I never win these things.
The goal is we got to keep Ray Day up real late, and then he'll be ready to go
is
tomorrow.
Is that why you invited me into the room?
No. But Ray did win classics.
He sure did. Big old trophy.
That was a crazy classic. I was scrounging every round where it was like game three, I had like 2 points most of the time. And I had to win my game three and I pulled it off both rounds to get to the finals. And then in the finals, I needed to win game three to win the tournament. And those 8 voids of Meteor in a row during practice came in handy because the last game was Meteor and I blew it up. So that was...
Yeah, we were watching that. Oh, there was a lot of refreshing on phones during dinner. And it's like, it's like Ray Day's right. He's going to have to do something. And boom, you did it. It was like, wow, he won the thing. And
yeah.
It's like, crazy. Did you get a fourth on any of the games in Classics?
I think I dodged the goose egg. I dodged the fourth. And that was what made the difference. Because if I would have got a fourth, there would have definitely been like tiebreakers involved, or I would have just been done.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, this has been a fun time. I mean, I've only been here one day. I understand also the appeal of coming on Thursday or coming earlier because the queue is a huge thing. Once props to Carl D'Angelo, that software, that Never Drain software is pretty impressive stuff. And just the simplicity of it, of getting in line, waiting for your place, and having enough people, you know, directing it or what's the word that
we're like?
Scorekeeping. I mean, they're very quick. As soon as one game's over, the next person's up. And it's just it's a well-oiled machine. But when you go to queue up and you realize every game has at least a 30-minute wait, you know, it's kind of then all of a sudden you're looking, it's like, well, I got 2.5 hours. How am I going to fit this in? And, you know, I understand you come Thursday, though. You got a lot. You can play.
I'm not like Jared or Elwin or Raymond.
Where I just show up the last day.
Just take like 10 plays and I'm in. Yeah, that's a big part of it because the queues, here at Cleveland too, like in Classics, there was only, 6 games and 5 count.
Yeah.
In the Classics. And then in Maine, there's 9 games and 5 count. So it's one of those things to where these games here, at least for a Maine division, they're set up pretty favorable. I mean, they're not super easy, but they're not super difficult either. So a lot of these games aren't quick games. So yeah. What ends up happening is that a lot of people end up just stacking up, and you get good players in front of you that are putting up like 5 or 10 billion on Attack from Mars or whatever it is. That's where you get your 30 to 45 minute queues, and we were seeing that happen later or into yeah. today, you know.
So. And the only game that was quick was Quicksilver. Quicksilver, the yeah. queue was always, it's like, oh, there's six people in the queue. It's like, well, that'll be 5 minutes.
I feel like they always have one of those at every tournament yeah. as like the emergency latch of like, oh, it's the 11th hour and everything has a line. I normally wouldn't play this because it's risky or whatnot, but it's my only option.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why Jeff kept playing no, it right at the end.
Everybody just saw the score and they're like, well, if this a-hole could do it, yeah. anybody could do it.
No, it was, well, Attack from Mars, that's another thing that was interesting, because you said Thursday and Friday, coming into today, the high score for Attack from Mars was like, it was like a billion. Yeah. It wasn't much.
I think something changed on it, because that yeah. even when we played it, that lock shot was a lot easier to hit.
Well, all of a sudden today, the high score went from like a billion to the final high score was 24 billion.
Yeah, it was, I think, entering today or maybe even yesterday, it was like around 9 to 11.
It was 11. Yeah.
It basically like doubled, almost tripled the high score when yeah. they fixed the lock diverter that was not setting right. So when you shot it, it would kind of rattle instead yeah. of go around smooth. Yeah. And the right flipper was... It wasn't weak, but it was just strong enough
yeah.
on a for it to make it, but only if it was buttery smooth.
Yeah.
So once they fixed it, you could hit the lock shot, and turns out when you can get multi-ball, you get a lot more billions. Yeah. yeah.
Well, that is funny. It's also a reminder of like watching somebody play Attack from Mars, and it's literally billions of points. And then you walk over to Turtles and you're pumped if you get like a million. Like, you know, you hit a shot that's worth 500,000 points. You feel...
Are you saying Dwight needs to change the
no, game it's just... No, the score... There's quite a difference between these different games of, well, what's actually the goal or the standard? Like, what's considered a good game?
Like, instead of 250,000 you know, yeah. points, you get 250 million points.
Yeah, just get, like, just a few more millions. Few more zeros do make you feel a little better about yourself, but... But no, it was a good time. It's been a good time, and I'm excited to see how finals turns out tomorrow. So obviously, good luck, Travis and Ray Day here.
Why aren't you wishing me?
Because you and me are hanging out tomorrow. You and me are hanging out all day. It's
gonna
be great.
Be in the booth.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Some,
I mean, if they need somebody, commentary. I'll do it. Sure.
I'm color commentary.
Out, so you know.
Yeah.
It was a big battle for a top seed. Did Los end up keeping it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Laser Los, wow.
He showed up today later in the afternoon after he heard that, and I think he must have heard that Attack from Mars, something changed, because he walked right up to it, and his very first game of the day, he set that.
15 billion,
that,
yeah.
Like some, it set a ridiculous score. It's like, all right, yep, Carlos is here and doing Carlos things.
Here's the real question. Will Carlos pull an all-nighter tonight before finals?
I think he told me he's going to try to get some sleep and he's going to be up early tomorrow. Because apparently he can't just roll out of bed and start playing.
Yeah.
Whereas that's like my superpower. specialty.
Well, so. There you go. Well, cool. I don't know. Did you guys have anything else to say that you wanted to say about today? Oh, well, we should say women's tournament.
Oh yeah,
Travis. Monica. I don't know if you forgot about Monica. How can we forget? Yeah, how can we forget about Monica?
He was carrying her purse. I mean, her trophy.
Well, we do know for sure that the Murray Mobile is driving home with at least one trophy. So, congrats. Congrats to Monica. She actually got third in the women's tournament. So. We kept checking in on her all day, and she ended up going into the finals with number one seed. And it was a ladder tournament, so it was what, the bottom four people play, and the last whoever loses is out, and then they keep working their way up. So she sat, got all the way to the final four, and made it through that, and then she lost on that, so third place.
And then she proceeded to pick Gilligan's Island. That was her that picked it.
She did survive. She survived the round of four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she picked Space Shuttle.
Yeah.
Barely kind of squeaked out a win there, and then picked Gilligan's Island. And the very first thing she did was give all her opponents a million points.
Yeah. So that's a really interesting. They were all looking weird at each other, but yeah, apparently that's built into the code. Mm-hmm. So Monica went out the left out lane, which is a kickback, and the moment the kickback enables, It gives everybody else 1,000,000 points.
So that happened to me when it was at District 82, but there is like a special ROM out there that you can put in that'll negate that.
So it was funny that she was ball one, she was player one, ball one, drains her ball, and players two and three already had more points than her, and they hadn't even started playing yet.
Yeah.
And it was because her kickback had gone off, and they both got 1,000,000 points. So kind of a...
It's stupid, is what
have you,
it is.
You have, Gray, you haven't thought about putting that in any of your games, where you just give out points to the other players?
Hey, I mean, would you rather have your ball end, or would you rather give everyone 1,000,000? I mean, with the, between those two choices, I think the problem is the kickback doesn't always do that. That's the real...
Oh.
Because sometimes it gives you 1,000,000, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of random.
There's something in Alice Cooper that does that, too.
Lock, yeah, when you start a multi-ball that someone else locked, you give the person who locked the ball 1,000,000 points.
Yeah, which...
So it's lock stealing, but they get rewarded for it, kind of?
To me doesn't make a lot of sense, but okay.
It's kind of a nice way to steal.
It's like,
I'm stealing your ball,
but I'm paying for
1,000,000
it.
Points.
Yeah, it's like, imagine that in TNA, if every time someone stole a multi-ball, you were getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There would always be a question of, do I want to steal that multi-ball?
Yeah. Strategic draining.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, I'm stealing every time. Well, yeah, but no, so far so good. It's a good show. I don't know. I don't have anything else.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Triple Drain.
Triple Drain is grabbing here.
Do we know who won the women's?
Was it Deborah?
No.
It was second. Yeah,
the final
game was on Godzilla. Deborah put up 16 million. It was playing really rough, really mean.
Yeah, that game sucks.
Yeah, and then they...
Who was it? I actually don't know who the winner was, because I don't have the names in front of me.
Sorry,
whoever that was.
Yeah, insert awkward pause.
But you did great, though.
I didn't watch it, so don't blame me.
Nope. We all got out, when Monica got out, we all got off the inflatable couches that were not fully inflated. It was like a blob. If I sat down, it like launched Travis up. It was
like a teeter-totter. Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good time. But,
so you're like glowing though, so now I know you're gonna play tournaments.
It was a fun time. I understand the enjoyment of the competitiveness. I'm just happy
that when we do triple combo,
yeah,
you finally are gonna pull your weight. You're gonna do the competitive part.
Yeah, right. It's very clear. I mean, you can go into any game with a strat and it can fall apart real quick, and then you gotta kinda adapt and see what happens. I mean, I think I'm still on the tournament strat of survive. Like, what's the goal for this game? Survive. But yeah, well, that was Kleepin. The only other thing we thought about talking about was some of the leaked Bond photos, but I don't know if Red A, you
well,
want to participate in this conversation.
I need to get to sleep anyway, right? I got to.
All
right.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on briefly during the tournament talk.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hearing your thoughts and on everything else.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Get out!
Yeah. Yeah.
That's see you, Raymond.
Raymond's okay, making...
Check-in's 10:30 tomorrow morning.
10:30.
Yeah. Central time.
Ray's making a very smart decision for his job to probably not discuss that, but...
He was like, what leak photos?
Yeah. Wait, what? About. What's happened?
Raymond just snuck under the bed.
Yeah. Shh, guys, I'm not here. He's sitting right outside the door.
No, he just...
No, yeah, props to Raymond for just showing up. That's awesome. So,
props to you giving Raymond a chair, and you made me sit on the bed.
I gave you an entire bed, and
yeah,
that wasn't good
enough. Yeah, but
there
are going to be so many crumbs on there.
He ate, yeah, you ate like the most crumbliest, whatever, bar.
That's totally Joel's fault for not realizing I'm like an 8-year-old inside a 30-plus-year-old's body.
I think we know that. This isn't a new thing.
Hey, we can't be mean to each other. No.
Okay, yeah. No. You guys are all great.
No. If I had, like, a spray bottle of water.
Okay, well, if anybody's still listening to this podcast, we're recording this late on a Saturday. Technically, the official Bond reveal is supposed to happen. Oh, Katie Coster, 1 women's. That's what Ray just said. So thank you. Congrats to her. Yes.
Thank you.
So, he's still texting. And Maybe edit that in or for the who won part. Nah. It's a little late.
He's going to laugh his ass off when he hears that.
Yeah. There was discussion on where we're going to record this, and we're like, we could do it outside and this and this. I was like, that sounds like a lot of editing. And Tom goes, that's not my problem.
Oh, yeah. We were going to lead off with, if you have a kid or anything in your car while you're listening to this, you should probably turn it off.
Oh, yeah.
But good thing we give that disclaimer 30 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, <That's true>. Nothing's better than a disclaimer this far in, yeah. So, Bond leaked photos. It's technically the game is supposed to come out on Thursday. What's interesting here, for anybody that's on, I mean, I'm assuming you guys know at this point, but the game was supposed to come out last Tuesday. It was supposed to be revealed at a, like an expo, like kind of an arcade-based show over in England. And so there were two games, a pro and premium, that were shipped out there. And unfortunately, they were somehow set up on the floor on Monday. So they're in the process of being set up, and there were some pictures taken. Those pictures started being passed around, and all of a sudden, everybody sees everything, and it's all out. And so Stern's official response is they decided to not reveal the game at the expo out of respect to the Queen's death and her funeral. But obviously there's questions of, did these leaked photos potentially piss somebody off, thus saying, no, pull it, let's not reveal it. So for a few days, all we had are these blurry leaked photos, and which kind of stirred up a lot of like questions about the artwork. It looks like it's a lot of art just pulled directly from movie posters. It is definitely Sean Connery Bond. The Pro is definitely based off of Dr. No's artwork. The Premium is based off of You Only Die Twice, I think is what it's called. But then looking at the different mechs, a lot of people zooming in and out of very blurry photos. Well, what's funny though, is there was a Bond website that must have already had the press release and forgot to not release it, because this Bond website, I forget what it was, like 007 Fan Club or something, whatever it was, come Friday morning, actually puts out this press release of, hey, there's a new Bond pinball machine.
Was it another website?
It was another website. It was like a Bond fan club website.
Oops.
That put it out there, and it actually had high-res, nice, you know, professional photos of the cabinet art and the playfield for both the Pro and the Premium. So thank God for, you know, actual good images, but it was not purposeful. It was not purposeful, that's for sure. So there are on Pinside, in other words, those have since been pulled, but obviously they're already out there. So now that we've actually seen high res images of both the cabinet art and the play fields for both the Pro and Premium, initial thoughts on those? Tom, you're typically in for an LE.
I'm not on this one.
Okay.
I'm not like the biggest James Bond fan. But I'll probably end up getting a Pro.
Yeah.
Just to have it, get to know the rules, that sort of thing.
I see now that you know I'm a tournament player, I see the advantage of having a game in your house, even if it's just to buy the game, own it for a few months just to learn it, learn the rules, you know, and then move it on. Just from a competitive standpoint, having that experience is worth owning the game, even if it would potentially cost you a few $100, like in a loss. So I totally see that. But I do know you moved from you said you're not the biggest Bond fan, so you're passing on the LE. Pro would be a good time. Travis, I don't know, what were your initial responses or thoughts on seeing the playfield?
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
From the distributor and dealer side, it's been a whirlwind week.
Yeah.
It's just very confusing and just, you know, I mean, because it's like we spent all weekend getting ready for the reveal and thinking, okay, it's going to be at 3 a.m. because they're going to show it in London. And then all of a sudden you see some grainy photos and you're like, okay, you have your first impressions, but you're going to kind of wait until you see, you know, the official release, you know, the good pictures and video and all that. But yeah, it was just...
And then the queen dies and blows it up.
She died like a week prior, but yeah, it messed everything up.
Yeah. So it's just, I wasn't expecting it to be delayed at all. So it definitely caused some, I won't say turmoil, but it caused a crazy week of just adjusting and saying, seeing, okay, when's this going to be out? And what's going to move and how does that affect our schedule? How does that affect their schedule? I mean, it's just, it's a whole ordeal, Joel.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a whole ordeal.
Well, I've been reading the messages, obviously, in our Facebook group and whatnot, and just even trying to, I don't look at Pinside. I mean, it's just a roller coaster for everybody because, you know, you have LE buyers that feel like they need to commit even before the game's revealed. Yeah. And then you have other people that are like, this is the worst thing that Stern's ever made based off a few grainy photos.
Well, it's been crazy because opinions are all over the place.
Yeah.
Like you have some people saying, oh, this is the worst thing ever made and the art's horrible. I had somebody else tell me it's one of the best art packages they've seen based off the official. Like they legitimately told me that.
Yeah.
And they liked the pro, I guess it's the pro cabinet that's yellow.
Yeah.
It's all yellow. They actually like that.
Well,
and then I guess Kerry Hardy put out a video comparing it to Godzilla. So there's some people giving it some big praise out there still. I mean, it's kind of, there's no middle of the road.
No.
That's the weird part. You're either thoroughly impressed with the whole package.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 or complete garbage.
Yeah, or you're just kind of like, oh, what's going to happen? So, I mean, I don't know. I'm interested in it. I think the right side of the play field looks pretty cool with the right side ramp and then the right ramp. Then it looks like you have a shot through those
through
two
the two
ramps.
Yeah.
And it almost looks like there's a captive ball back underneath there too. I don't know if my
I don't know what's under there.
Why I could have swore I saw that, but I don't know that for a fact. So, and then I'm trying to figure out what the left side is with that eject, and it almost looks like a dead end. So I don't know if it's like a dead end target or if
dead
it's
end, and then it drops down into it.
Yeah,
the scoop. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm wondering.
Because there's a left flipper. So Gomez game. It's absolutely, we know for sure it's a Gomez game. There's an upper left flipper, and it looks like there's a difference over there. The pro, it looks like, I don't even know if there's a target. It just looks like you may hit something behind the flipper, and then the ball drops down into a scoop, and that ball would actually then shoot back out of the scoop. And I don't. So
the bed's more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Travis is moving around. He's not comfy. So that's on the pro.
That's why,
but then
Raymond left.
But then on the premium over in that area, it looks like it's probably going to be something like Creature from the Black Lagoon, where it's instead of wood playfield, it'll be an acrylic and then probably a sculpt or something underneath to give you some sort of visual appeal of, oh, you went underwater, you know, something like that. So it's that kind of looks interesting. There's some other crazy mechs. There's James Bond on a stick, essentially, that'll swing out on the premium, and it looks like you're going to, with a magnet, drop a ball onto a target, which is pretty unique.
Poop a ball out.
Or poop a ball out, yeah. Poop a ball out. But there's a... Yeah, shout out to Craig Bobby and his tongue. I don't know. He has a gift. In making that song. There's a rocket in the upper left of the playfield, though it was packed with foam around it, which means it moves. So that's the question. Is it going to move up and down? Is it like on a spring? Does it move around? There are stand-up targets that kind of surround it. So it's very clear you're going to shoot the ball back in there, and hopefully the rocket is forcing that ball to move in some way. So that's kind of unknown. But that's where Kerry Hardy was kind of getting off, because it was... The layout is very unique, and based off of how many shots, I think he counted like 15 shots, and the way it's going to flow and move, I think that was his biggest comparison to Godzilla, because Godzilla is such a weird, flowy game, and I mean, it's so far from a standard fan layout that I think he was looking at from a shots and layout standpoint, he thinks there's going to be a lot there.
That this layout's just more dynamic.
It looks to be, yes, I'll give you, dynamic is a good word. I think it looks to be a very dynamic layout. Now, code-wise, just based off inserts, it's talking about villains, it's talking about henchmen, it's talking about Bond girls. It just that alone reminds me of episodes, villains, minor villains from Batman 66. Are we going to see a game here that's as deep as Batman 66? Maybe. I don't know. There's gadgets involved. There's a lot. There's a lot going on in this playfield. The rumor is it's Dwight. But no one's confirmed that. And I think a lot of people are thinking Dwight based off of how many times it says playfield multiplier.
Yeah.
And there's an action button that involves a playfield multiplier. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But if you're a fan of Sean Connery Bond and may have movie posters of these movies up in your game room, I mean, this may be, you know, you've already been looking at this art for years. You're probably all in on this cabinet.
Yeah, no, they pulled the art directly from that time frame. So, I mean, it looks like straight out of the 60s and 70s, and obviously there's people that aren't going to necessarily like that artwork in 2022, but it is true to the theme, and it makes sense from a theme standpoint.
Yeah. And there are other rumors. I mean, we have yet to see the LE. People think it may be, what is it, Goldfinger? I keep messing up it. There's Goldfinger and Goldmember. Goldmember is the Austin Powers, right?
Yeah.
Let's go with the Goldmember LE. Yes.
Is it Gold? Yeah, that's Austin
it's
Powers.
It's not Goldmember. No, Goldfinger is Austin Powers.
Okay. Goldfinger's Austin. Okay, got it.
Yeah, Goldmember is Bond.
Is it the other way around? One of those, but people are like, oh, I'm assuming the LE is going to be all gold and gold this and gold that, but like diamonds are forever. That one hasn't been shown. It could be very shiny. I don't know.
What's that?
That's one of the other movies.
Diamonds. A movie?
Yeah.
I know nothing about James Bond. No. I've never seen like 1 second of it.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what's going on in the LE. And then unfortunately, there's an additional rumor of potentially another, like a fourth version. So obviously, distributors are getting nailed from all directions of what is this, what is this, what is this, and you guys consistently have to say, right, with actual honesty, right, I don't know.
I'll just put it out there, guys, okay? I'll confirm something for everybody. There is a game coming that is made out of pure gold. It's going to be $100,000. It has one pot bumper in the middle of the play field, and it has five flippers.
Yeah.
Ooh, five flippers.
Five flippers.
And dealers set the price.
And they're all like 2.5-inch mini flippers. Yeah. So you heard it here first. I'm confirming it.
Confirmed.
It's on its way. You can send your deposits to Joel.
Yeah. Ray Day did the code. That's why he had to leave so quickly.
Robert Mueller did the code, I think.
Robert Mueller. Wow. So I don't know. I am assuming this episode will come out before Thursday, but we're just in a wait-and-see situation, and it's very strange. I mean, almost every pinball machine has a leak in some form, whether it's just verbal confirmation of this is what's coming, or like discussion of this is what I'm hearing, or the trailer will get leaked the day before, or a few pictures, or a sketch, or something. But this has just been such a weird ride of all of us. It is Bond, and then, well, what type? Is it going to be new, old? It's Sean Connery Bond, and then... grainy photos with no idea what it was. Now these a few high res, but no visual anything.
As long as we get a video out with a girl hitting a jackpot and her dad
fist pumping.
Fist pumping his hands in the air.
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's all we need. Yeah. But I don't know. We're kind of in a wait and see. But my initial reaction to the playfield is it looks unique. I'm excited to shoot it just because it doesn't look familiar at all. Like I'm really curious to see what the shots are going to feel like. And I do see the left orbit goes into a ramp. I like shots that are kind of go that route, orbit into a ramp. Stranger Things had one. There's a lot of games that have that. Deadpool. Yeah. Premium. Well, on the premium has that, which will feel good.
Which is also designed by
Gomez. Yeah.
There you go.
There's a controlled gate in the back. So it looks like if you do the orbit from the back, there will be times where that'll stay down and it'll drop into the pops. Well, there'll be other times it'll go all the way around and feed the left flipper. So there's a chance this may flow really well, but we really don't know. We really don't know until we see more. But I would say I've gone from like not excited to like really not excited. When I initially saw the images, I was like, God, that looks awful. Like art-wise, it just was a huge turnoff. But now to actually see professional photos, it's like, that actually looks pretty good. And now that I actually have a better understanding of the layout, like, that actually looks really fun. So, it's pretty incredible. And I don't even have any money in this. So, I can't imagine, you know, you elitist over here. Where
I'm not buying an LE.
Yeah, but you had a decision to make, right? Like, you had to actually think through it.
Now, why did you not get an LE on this one?
Again, I think it's just more theme-wise.
Is it the collecting the women part?
I mean,
it's too close to home. Yeah, it's too close to home.
It's too close to home.
Yeah, this only goes up to seven. This only goes up to seven times. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
He's like, we can only have a seven way on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
This is crap.
Give me another game. I get you.
There was kind of another pinball release of photos.
Oh, there was
a video. Do you remember what it was, Joel?
It's what we cranked this podcast up to, Joel.
Oh, 11, yeah, this is fun with that, yeah.
Why are you not excited?
Because 11's not high enough. That my first reaction to the Spinal Tap, release videos and photos were, if people complained about the Rush artwork and the three Rush guys in the middle, like, this is straight up just Photoshop, copy-paste from screen clips. There are no inserts, or so few inserts in the middle of the game. It makes it look really cheap.
I think if you look close enough, you might actually even see that little clip art logo somewhere in the upper corner.
The art package, it's amazing. Well, it actually says a lot, because of the two releases that we've seen this week, over the last week, what do we have to see? Really, it's just art. And you can really be impacted heavily one way or the other by just the art of a pin.
I'm telling
you. Like, it's huge.
There's people that buy pins specifically for the artwork. And they'll just leave it in their game room, and they hardly ever play it. Yeah, it's like an art piece.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Well, I doubt any of those will be for Spinal Tap, because it looks rough. And it actually brings up another thing, which is, I saw a post, I forget who said it, but it was like, I think the art packages of all the pins released in 2022 so far are worse than, like, these are the worst art packages we've seen since 2010. Like, I think Twippy for the best art package, as of right now,
it's going to be lit. I can't wait.
I don't know. It's nothing. There hasn't been a standout in my mind. That's for sure. Maybe if it's standing out, it's in the wrong direction.
I did like the Rush artwork, though. Like, I like the cabinet artwork, and I like the back glass.
I would say it's the best so far, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you're right. We haven't had very many good art pieces come out.
Nothing stand out.
Yeah. I mean, unless you crank it up to 11.
Well, that's what... shout out to Dennis Kreisel, because he just keeps taking art packages and increasing the saturation to make it pop. That's what he's saying. That's the problem with all these art packages. They're not popping enough. Yeah. We got to take that bright yellow Dr. No package and really make it... It's got to be, like, fluorescent yellow at this point.
Well, that layout, too, on Spinal Tap, it's actually not half bad. I mean, all things considered, when you compare it to Thunderbirds, I mean, of course, anything's going to look better than Thunderbirds, but it still looks halfway decent.
Yeah.
It's a commendable layout, but how much are they charging for it, though? Is it $9,000, $10,000?
It's like another, word, I think. Which we'll do the typical comparison. What do you want? You want that, or you want a Godzilla premium?
Yeah.
Well, which is kind of another random comment of, we still have no idea. We've been told to expect a price increase. But what does that actually mean for Stern games? Is it just James Bond that's increasing? Are all the Stern games increasing? Is that going to go into effect the day James Bond comes out? Is that going to go into effect January 1st? We don't know. Of course, expect to pay more money. But this is the other thing that stood out for me on the Spinal Tap pin is they were bragging about their in-lane switches. There are no longer actual physical switches. They are doing some sort of opto-related switch in the in-lanes, which is low friction, more accurate, all that. I mean, I know Pinball Brothers and Alien, they don't have any physical switches. They're detecting the ball in some way. So, I mean, props for that. But this one, there's still a physical slot in the game, though, and you just see the opto, like, in it. So I'm curious if dirt or anything over time will actually make that no good. But I don't. And then this also, the Spinal Tap game has a DMD, and it has an LCD. So from the little bit of footage I've seen, it literally looks like the LCD is pretty much just playing the movie.
Right.
It's just movie clips, while the DMD is actually trying to track score and the game in some way. So I don't know. If you're a Spinal Tap fan and you're excited about that game, hey, good on you. If you enjoy it, good on you. But I'm not rushing to, I don't think any... Are you guys picking up Home Pin? You're going to be a distributor for Home Pin anytime soon?
I can't remember who the guy is from Home Pin, but he basically came out and said, like, it's not for tournament players.
Which
is not for you, Joel. That's not for me. Clearly, not for me anymore. God. Nope.
as he takes a swing of his drink.
That's a, yeah. Gotta get used to this new life.
There's no rules in the game, so you should enjoy it.
Yep. Just a bunch of lights.
There's a movie point.
Yeah, you hit one like shot and the scene goes and then it just stops, like pauses until you hit the next shot, just barely creeps up.
Well, I kind of said that. I mean, Turtles, I've owned Turtles for quite a while, but I've never cared about points. I'm all about progression. And when I played it today, I did no progression. I wasn't caring about modes. It was just getting to this multi-ball, try to do these things. It's amazing how different a pin feels when you actually care about the points. Yeah. So that's what this is like.
So actually have to think about where you're shooting it.
You don't have to think when you're progressing through a game, but it is different. Yes.
Well, the difference is when you're just doing general progression for progression's sake, you're just going through whatever the game's telling you to do.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Without any, because the game won't explicitly tell you, hey, you need to stack this mode with this multi-ball, or you need to get this multiplier ready to go, or you need to short plunge here, or you need to plunge and swat over there, or you need to backhand the shot. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So there's a lot of nuance to it, so it's exciting to see that you are discovering this nuance, and you're like a little butterfly now that's just becoming like a big Mothra.
I can't wait.
Stern should just have some special code you put in, and it has like Raymond or Keith just telling you how to play the game.
Yeah. Well, hey there, little nice. Hey there, little butterfly. Nice. Hey there. Let's go ahead and spread those wings. Here we go. Hit right here. No, not there. Hit right here. I've actually had Raymond on my stream telling me exactly what to hit. And it didn't exactly pan out. But props to Rayda and his patience. That's for sure. Yeah.
You should ask Owen to do that for you.
No, I would not waste. I already feel bad wasting Rayda's time. I'm not gonna waste. Yeah. Hey, Joel, can you not ask me to do this again? Thank you. Sorry, Keith. Yeah.
But for the record, that's Joel dissing on himself.
No, yeah, not Travis. No. Travis is encouraging me, yeah. No, but
I'm enabling you now.
So kind.
For your addiction. We need to just throw a bunch of tickets at you.
No, I get it. This was fun. There's no doubt about it. Playing in tournament, I understand the appeal to it. Especially when you have the skill to back it up. And if you guys are playing at that level consistently, obviously playing local tournaments probably doesn't give you the same kick as actually playing against like really good competition. And
I mean, that's a different feeling, but I still like playing at the local level.
Yeah.
You know, well, the thing that's
Tom's with local level is also.
Yeah, District 82. Yeah. You play at the local level in your house, and Neil can, you know, hold his own and kick your butt. Yeah.
That's true.
What were you going to say, Tom? Apologies. I totally interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, there's the tournaments going on, but there's also a social aspect.
Oh, 100%.
You know, meet a lot of new people just playing and like I did a lot of scorekeeping too, which was fun, and you get to meet people that way.
Well, put names with faces too, and there's you're waiting more than you're playing, so to be able to engage, I mean, everybody you're waiting with is, or at least I'm waiting more than I'm playing, but everybody you're waiting with is all there for the same reason and shares the same joy and passions that you do. So it's an instant, I can't mute sneezes, you know, when we're all in the same room.
I sneezed in my elbow.
Thanks for not grabbing my pillow and sneezing straight at that. I appreciate that. That would have been something.
But it's funny, Neil was scorekeeping, and he's like, yeah, some people, like, take it really, really, like, you know, you come up to them, and they're like, I got a score, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you just got to
take it out of me. Stomp off.
Yeah.
That's why when he's asking me, it's like, what do you do in that situation? I'm like, I just put their score in. They didn't tell me to void, so I'll just put it in.
So when you finish the game, you're supposed to hold your hand up, and then one of the scorekeepers comes over, and they're supposed to type in your score. So they're looking at it, and they're looking at scores all day, so they kind of have an idea of what's good and bad. And so there was twice that I had a score that the scorekeeper's like, they're like, do you want to go ahead and void that? And I'm like, like, no, like, that's actually, I don't have a score yet. Go ahead and put that in, please. Yeah. But, no, it's like, whoops.
I'm official.
Yeah. Yes. I know you're used to a few more zeros on the end of that, but please go ahead and enter that in. Yeah. But, somebody else is knocking. Here we are about to wrap up. Is it housekeeping telling us to shut up?
No, it's the third place in the women's division.
Third, oh, we actually have a champion. Come on in and tell us how to play pinball real quick.
Why did you bring us tea?
She brought us a Diet Coke and three bites left.
Qualified person to tell anyone how to play.
Well,
but I know how to eat.
You're the only one so far who's done anything.
Yeah, what's it feel like winning? What's it feel like winning something today?
This is how Raymond Davidson feels.
You're sitting in a seat right now.
Yeah, he actually was sitting there all of 30 minutes ago.
This is a champion seat.
But did he have a donut?
He didn't.
No. Why didn't he have a donut
and bourbon?
That's a winner right there. That's a winner. Well, congrats. We already talked about you a little bit. Yeah, we were like, yeah, we had to remind Travis.
Why did you pick Gilligan?
I told you Gilligan's not to Island. Ask me this. I said I'm not coming here because I don't want to be asked why I picked Gilligan's Island.
Okay, you
see,
won't
it's
ask
not
it.
Just Joel. He does it to his wife.
Yeah. Tom, ask her why she picked Gilligan's Island real quick.
Hey, Monica.
No, yep. Tom likes
how
it too much.
How
was
the
it.
Tournament?
Oh, okay. Hey, tell us about that last game you played.
I felt really in control.
Yeah.
Until Gilligan's Island.
Well, I just like that ball three, Travis finally waves you over, you know, ready to, like, instruct, if asked.
Because Joel asked me, he's like, do you ever tell Monica, like, give advice or anything? I'm like, I just leave
I
her.
I don't listen to you.
Yeah, I was like, I just leave her be unless she comes
only
over.
Only if she asks, yeah. Because I was sitting there and I was like, does she know how to play this game? He's like, I don't think she does. I was like, well, are you going to tell her? He goes, no, only if she asks.
I used to give Neil advice and now I don't.
Yeah. Well,
my decibel.
No, this part's funny. Though.
Well, I love your answer though because he's like, "Hey, do you know you need to like collect some stuff over there on the left side?" And your answer was, "I'm scared of the left side."
I don't want to do it.
I was like, "Okay."
No, thanks.
And he goes, "So you're just gonna flip around and hit stuff?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Well, it's got her this far. She was number one seed, so yeah, got you third place."
They tricked me.
Oh.
They tricked me into going on to the stream today. Which never happens. Travis like, knows.
What do you mean?
Like with the headset on?
Yes.
Commentating?
That was so weird.
Wow.
You don't like talking about what you're seeing?
No, I don't like it at all. You don't like I've had donuts and bourbon.
You don't like talking into a microphone?
No. Nope. That's Tom's.
Not at all.
Tom loves commentating. That's when Tom talks, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time Tom talks.
That's the only time, yeah. Well, believe it or not, Monica, we're already out of topics. Unless you have anything else we want to talk about.
They asked me what I was playing flip-flop.
Who's they? Like,
them.
The other person.
The people at the tournament? The commentator?
No, on the stream. On the commentator.
Okay, the other commentator was asking. Okay, gotcha.
He asked me what I was thinking on flip-flop because I guess I did something, like, decently good. And so he asked me what I was thinking and I just thought, don't fucking flip.
Beep.
Don't mess the flippers up. Don't look like an idiot. Like, I don't know if that's a proper pinball answer.
I've had those moments, yes.
Yeah.
I said my tactic all day was just survive. You know, it didn't matter what game. Survive.
F you, Joel.
Me? What? So good for both Murrays.
It's not just Travis.
Oh, I did. Yeah,
the newbie.
I did.
He was telling
you
me
you could have won the women's tournament, Joel.
I would have shot the left side on Gilligan's Island. Yeah.
He was telling me all afternoon. I just got to pass Monica.
No, it's
he was like meeting with you.
No,
did.
He
was hardcore.
I looked at the players' scores, and I was like, why? I mean, all the names I recognize are like the top 20. Like. There's no way. Like, I know that. So it's like, what's a single
like
name?
Times.
I need a single goal name that I'm saying.
Goal number one, get over a million on turtles.
Nailed that.
Number two, pass Monica.
It was literally the only, I was like, oh, Monica Murray right there. Got it. What's she at? I was like, I need 100 points. Okay, let's go.
On your back.
Yeah.
Let the record show that Joel plays tournaments aiming after the women in the tournament.
Yeah. Hey. You know, I got to set goals. I didn't say they were very high, but because the best part is you had 11 entries that you did on Thursday and then you hadn't played any.
No,
so
I stole a couple of tickets from Travis.
I'm like, I got to get in the top 10 on all these games.
Yeah, you need a buy.
Joel, just get past the win.
Just get Monica. There was plenty of women that had scored higher than that. But it was what I knew is Monica wasn't competing anymore. So her score was going to stay or lower. So I thought it was achievable. And hey,
I had played one more.
Yeah, I had 11 entries. You had 11 entries. And I came out just a few above you. But Kiri, you know
Wing
what?
And Cassidy are in the tournament. Yeah. Why can't I pass them?
Yeah. But you clearly were doing something better with your time, and you're actually playing in the women's tournament and winning it.
Thank
so,
you, Joel.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was doing with my time.
Yeah.
Like, not drinking till 2:30 a.m. and waking up with the worst hangover ever.
Yeah.
Wandering into...
No, she's talking about last night.
Wandering into... Yeah.
That was
to the women's tournament.
That was
and butt dialing my boss at 2 a.m.
Did you butt dial your boss at 2 a.m.? Oh, that's
he
smart.
Said, are you okay?
That's all it started. Yeah. And what'd you say? No? He said yes?
Did you give him a safe word?
Yeah. Yes, thanks, bye. Yes, thanks, love you, bye. Or something that just doesn't think you're right yet. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I've definitely told, I do software support for a living, and I definitely said love you, bye to a customer once. And I called him back, and I was, and he was laughing, and I was like, so my wife was leaving, and I kind of waved at her, and it kind of, he goes, no, I just assume you're this close with all your customers. So I was like, all right, good. But, well, on that note, we should probably wrap it up and say our goodbyes.
Well, you got to have a Tom Talks.
We talked enough.
I talked enough. Is there anything you want to say about today, Tom?
We're not going through two straight episodes without Tom Talks.
I'm someday I'm taking Travis down again.
Oh, that did happen. Yes. Yeah, so they were in the same group.
Talked about that yet?
It got to game three, and Travis came back, and
it's for Cosmos.
I think you motivated him, Tom.
I didn't play very good.
I think he goes into it going, Tom and I need to get through this group, but deep down he's going, Tom can
suck. He's like, screw Tom.
Yeah, I know how nice he is to his friends.
Technically, it was Bowden's fault.
Yeah.
If he would have passed me, right?
It's his fault.
True. I mean, not really. It's really my fault for not playing well.
It's not really. It's
you deserve better.
Though. he was your wingman.
Stephen Bowden's the nicest guy in pinball.
He is.
Yeah, it's transparent. Nice. You know he doesn't play well with others. Monica agrees.
Correct.
Yes.
100%.
I'm trending up now.
Okay, so on your own chart, yeah.
It's the only chart that matters, Joel.
You know what, sweetheart? You were trending up in my chart, too.
Hey. Is it? Did you, like, throw up a little when you said that? That seemed forced.
No, that was canned.
Okay, that was canned.
Make it say the thing.
Is that written on your hand anywhere, Monica?
So that means at least three times we've been naked together.
If that's all we need, okay.
There's artificial insemination.
Oh, God. Tom, you want to talk about... anything?
Wait, yeah. Why are we...
I don't know why you took it there.
Those kids look like me. It's mine. I'm pretty sure, right?
There's no...
Especially when they're, like, crooked-eyed and, like, their hair is going crazy.
There's nobody still listening at this point. Everybody skipped to the next podcast, so...
Well, this was the Tom Talks part.
Yes.
So thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom, for taking this.
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah.
All right, we got to plug stuff now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and plug our podcast, Travis.
I've got nothing. Just listen to Triple Drain Podcast, which is the fourth best podcast on the TPN network. Out of how many?
Hey, are you just better making than
that? Yeah, I'm just making
Yeah, third.
It.
Yeah, I'm third. I'm better than you.
You're the third best podcast on TPN?
Yeah, she got third place.
When did you do your podcast?
We're just talking numbers. I'm third.
Hey, Monica, go ahead and plug whatever you need to plug.
No.
No. Tom, go ahead.
Fox City's Pinball will have Super Series coming up in Pinball Expo. So tune in.
Yep.
Wait, when is the Pinball Super Series?
First weekend in October? It's like 6th
through
the
9th. October 6th through the 9th, I think.
Holy fuck, that's too much.
Beep.
How many beeps do we have? Sorry, I warned you people.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the warning in the middle of the episode. Yeah, and I'm Joel. I do a Flippin' Out stream every Wednesday on the Pinball Network and then every other Thursday on the Flippin' Out stream and this podcast and Just Another Pinball Podcast. So, like always, Tom, you get the honors. You get the last words.
Later, mofos.